Thank you for participating in this interview. This is Carly Barber interviewing Gail Glover on November 8th, 2015 about bookstores and the particular place they have held in American cities, neighborhoods, and life. Ms. Glover, what first drew you to bookstores?
Books. I think that I love to read, so I love to go look at books in bookstores and see what's out there to read and get ideas about what I could read. And I think that that's probably the, that's it right there. I love to read, so I love to go look at books.
And what are some of your first memories that you have at bookstores?
Well, I was thinking about this today, and of all the different places that we've lived, with, you know, my husband being in the military and all, that there have been places where we lived where there were independent bookstores, and there have been places where we lived that were just, you know, like Barnes & Noble, uh-huh. or the old one that was called Mr. Paperback, or, you know, Barnes & Noble's, and what's the other one?
Borders.
Borders, yeah. So, I think that the first really cool bookstore I ever went to was when I went off to college. There was an independent bookstore in Middlebury, Vermont.
Uh-huh.
And it was just the coolest place because they had, you know, awesome books that were written by all sorts of different people, and there was a section that was fiction, and there was a section about Vermont, and there was a section about, you know, just all sorts of things. And it was in an old building on the creek in Middlebury, Vermont, and it was just a really awesome place full of possibilities, you know. It just felt like, oh, I could read that, or I could read that, or I could learn about this, I could learn about that. So I think that was the first really great bookstore I ever went to.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. And did you visit that place really frequently?
I did because, like, that was when I was in college.
Uh-huh.
So, you know how you have free time. And so that was what we would do on the weekends. Sometimes we'd go downtown and go shop. It was a really small town, especially back then. So we would go downtown and go to the different stores, and always, there was always a trip to the bookstore. I mean, I never went downtown that I didn't go to the bookstore because it was just the best place.
So it was like a big part of your life and with your friends in college as well, with everyone going down there?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a place like a lot of bookstores now have a coffee shop in it.
Uh-huh.
Like, it didn't have a coffee shop in it, but it was just a cool place. They sold all sorts of fun stuff. Like, even they had, like, toys and stuff like that. It was just really an eclectic mix of all sorts of things. It was very, I just really liked it.
That sounds really cool. What are some other bookstores that you have been to in your lifetime?
Well, the other place that we lived in Colorado Springs for 6 years, and there were two bookstores there that were independent. So, you know, I think that the independent bookstores are cooler than the ones that are like Barnes & Noble, because
yeah.
they're just more quirky, you know?
Uh-huh.
And because they can, they feel like that, like the owner actually chose what books instead of some big corporation saying, these are the books that will be in your store.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
There was one that was called the Chinook Bookstore, and it was downtown Colorado Springs, and it had a really great section about Colorado and the West, and that was really interesting to me. And there was another one in Colorado Springs that was called Mackenzie White, and that one I thought was really cool. It was a little bit more like a Barnes & Noble, but it was an independent bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
And I always went to that one because the guy, I don't know what his first name was, but Mr. McKenzie of McKenzie White lived in the neighborhood where I taught. So his son, Joel, was in one of my classes. So I felt a total connection, like I had to go there because
yeah.
I knew the son of the owner.
That's so cool.
And the other one that was in Colorado Springs, those two have actually closed. I looked them up yesterday because, you know, when your mom showed me these questions, I was like, oh, I need to check these out. But the Chinook Bookstore mm-hmm. and Mackenzie White have both closed. But there's another independent bookstore in Colorado Springs that was called Poor Richards, and that was actually still open. And that one has, like, a little movie theater attached to it.
Oh, wow.
And we used to go down there and go to the bookstore, and that one had a coffee shop in it. And then you would go into this tiny little movie theater that probably didn't have any more than 40 seats in it. And they showed, you know, sort of indie films
uh-huh.
even back then. So that was, those were some cool places that I used to go.
And so you mentioned a lot about, like, the movie theater and being able to experience new books. So are those some of the things that kept you to keep going to these bookstores, or is there anything else that drew you continually to them?
I just because of the, I guess, the possibilities. Like, I love to read, like I said, and so going to a bookstore just shows you all the different things that are there that you could read.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, it's like shopping. It's like going to a clothing store and looking at all the sweaters and the tops and the shoes. For me, going to a bookstore is like all the possibilities of, oh, I could get this book, or I could get that book, or I could read this or read that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good comparison. What do you think is your favorite thing about bookstores?
I guess just that, you know, the possibilities of all the things that I could read or mm-hmm. or learn about.
Then would there be a least favorite thing you have about them?
Not really.
Just like everything?
I mean, I love bookstores.
Yeah. And then how do you feel bookstores have impacted your life?
I don't know. I mean, because of all the different books I've read that I bought in a bookstore. I don't know if there's been a huge impact of a bookstore on my life. I don't really think there's been a huge impact, but, mm-hmm. you know, just that they're there and you can go to them and I don't know.
Do you think it has had any type of impact on the communities that they're in?
Well, I guess, you know, when you talk about an independent bookstore, you know, there's one in downtown D.C. that's called Bus Boys and Poets.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of a cool thing that, you know, when they have an author come in and give a talk and then sign books and stuff like that, I mean, it encourages people to read more books and learn more things and not be closed off to different opinions or different worldviews or something like that.
Yeah.
I think that having books around makes tends to make people smarter about the world.
Yeah,
about
absolutely.
Life. And so I think it's a good thing to have books around because people learn from them.
And so with that being said, do you think that it's important to keep these kind of small independent bookstores around, even with the increasing popularity of like Nooks and Kindles? As we see Barnes & Noble and Borders, they're starting to, or Borders with already going out of business and Barnes & Noble starting to lose kind of popularity. Is it important to keep these little independent bookstores around?
I think it would be good. I don't know that it's economically feasible.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think it's good because I also think when you go into an independent bookstore, like that one in Colorado Springs that was called the Chinook Bookstore, the people that ran that opened it, and because I looked it up the other day, they opened it in 1959, and they ran it until, like, 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the bigger bookstores had opened, and so they, or maybe it was 1994 or 90, I don't know when it was, anyway, that they couldn't keep it open anymore because of economic changes, and also they were really old because they've had it forever, and there was nobody in their family that wanted to keep it on. But those people, if you went in there and you said, I'm looking for a book about such and such, they knew every book in that store, and they could recommend something to you, or they could show you exactly where it was. I mean, they just knew everything about everything, it seemed like, that was in there. And so they were really good resources about information and about different books. And I think when you go to a big store like Borders, not that that exists anymore, or Barnes & Noble, that the people in there are helpful. I mean, it's not like they're not helpful, but they don't know their merchandise as well, I mm-hmm. think.
Yeah, you definitely get that more personal contact at the smaller independent
bookstores. Exactly.
You've shared a lot. Are there any other interesting stories or experiences that you can remember from bookstores?
No, I was trying to make one up, you know, to say that I met somebody there that was famous. I wanted to make something up that was really cool to tell you, but yeah, no. I just like to go to bookstores because I love to read, so you know, when I go now, I will go to Barnes & Noble, and this is terrible, and this is why Barnes & Noble is probably going to go out of business, but I'll go and I'll look at all the books, and I sometimes even take pictures of them with my phone so that I can come home and order them on my Nook and read them on my electronic reader.
Yeah.
But no, I don't, you know, other than just finding amazing books and just feeling like the endless possibilities in a bookstore, nothing super interesting ever happens to me in a bookstore. So, that's it.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Hey, Carly.